Welcome back to our series of episodes from Summit Point. Summit Point, the Behavioral Health Authority in Calhoun County, Michigan. I'm Richard Pyatt. You know, as part of the Summit Point umbrella is a center dedicated entirely to autism services. Mindy Oyston is overseeing that center. In fact, there's some news related to that center, some new things happening. And so we'll talk about that as part of this visit. Hi, Mindy.
Hello.
Welcome back.
It's nice to talk to you again.
Let's just talk about what under the umbrella of Summit Point an Autism Center is and what does it aim to do?
Our goal is to try to provide comprehensive services to children with autism and their families. We currently see customers anywhere from around 18 months up to their 21st birthday for our main services here, which are the diagnostic evaluations. We do the medical evaluations for autism here. We also provide case management services, applied behavior analysis therapy, and we have a couple of more recent programs that we've added within the last year, which are parent support partner services and social skills groups, which are for both teenagers and adults with autism and other developmental disabilities.
Let's just talk for a second, just briefly, about what autism is. I imagine we may have brought in some listeners who don't have a direct connection to it. So let's just talk about what that means.
Autism is a neurodevelopmental disability. Children are born with it. It's not caused by anything in the environment or the way they're raised or anything like that. The symptoms that really characterize an autism spectrum disorder are difficulties with what we call social communication skills. So think about being able to use gestures and eye contact and facial expressions when talking to people, being able to take another person's point of view during an interaction, those kinds of skills. The other big symptom category that characterizes autism are what we call restricted and repetitive behaviors. So these might be repetitive motor movements such as hand flapping or spinning in circles. It might be rigid behaviors such as following the same routine every day and just getting anxious or just not being sure what to do if you can't follow the routine. That's also where we see sometimes kids with autism have some unusual sensory interests or even sensory defensiveness. So they're either more interested in sensory things, like they like to watch things spin or listen to sounds over and over, or they might get anxious or scared of certain sensory things like loud noises.
You mentioned 18 months as the youngest that you might see. How do you recognize some of these symptoms in someone that young?
It can be hard, and I'm not going to lie. We can't detect autism in every 18-month-old. Some kids, you can't see it until they're closer to 3 years old. But a lot of people are surprised to learn that those social skills often start to develop before children are less than a year old. So by 18 months, we're starting to notice things like maybe they're not making eye contact, they're not using facial expressions, they're not imitating simple actions that others do around them, or they just might not really be seeming to notice people around them at all. And we might start to notice that their play looks a little different than other kids. They're not starting to develop the more advanced play skills yet, but doing more of those repetitive types of play.
So then at that point, somehow you become aware of a customer that you might meet and then help by way of the center. How does that usually happen?
Most often they'd come to us first for the diagnostic evaluation. And from there, we would work with the family to figure out which services are going to be the best fit. Everyone with a diagnosis of autism, we automatically offer case management services. The case managers are there to coordinate treatment for them, make sure everything's in place, make the referrals, give the families resources that they need, help them make sure treatment is doing what we want it to do. And then we would figure out what other therapies might be helpful. A big one is ABA, or Applied Behavior Analysis Therapy, which is really focusing on teaching skills, addressing any challenging behavior, as well as working with families to help them learn some additional strategies that they can use at home to support their child.
Yeah, I would imagine that you might meet parents who have no association with autism prior to this, right? So the guidance is needed.
Yeah, absolutely. We meet parents from all walks of life. Some of them have siblings or other family members or even other kids with autism. And some, it's a brand new world that they're entering.
You know, I wonder if you might just talk a little bit about the effectiveness or the reasons why an autism center is needed. I mean, when you think about some of the things that young people might deal with and their parents, certainly ADHD or anxiety or depression, what is it about autism that requires this kind of immense focus, a whole center?
One, autism is a lifelong diagnosis. So it is possible for kids to learn enough skills that it can become almost undetectable, which is amazing when that does happen. But a lot of times we see kids who might be, maybe they're 5 or 6 years old, but their skills are at the level of a typically developing 2-year-old. Children with autism, they're not learning skills the same way they do that typically developing children do from others in their social environment. They often need a more highly individualized teaching style. And that's what we're really about with the therapy, is figuring out the teaching style that works for them, working with them one-on-one. Even though it's therapy, this isn't your traditional 1 or 2 hour a week outpatient therapy kind of model. This is much more intensive. We have kids here 12 hours a week, 20 hours a week. We've even had kids here 30 hours a week. So in that sense, it's therapy, but in some ways, it's almost like a preschool for kids with autism too.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you're going to move to a new location. In fact, by the time folks are hearing this, you will have done that at 155 Garfield in Battle Creek. So this must have been pretty exciting when you found out you're moving to a new location. Does it mean you get to look at it and say, okay, we'd like to have this and that and this and that? And you get to dream about that a little bit?
Absolutely. So we've had a lot of dreams. I mentioned earlier that we've been growing our services, and this gives us more space to just continue doing that. So we already added a parent support partner. Our parent support partner is someone who's raised her own children with autism, and she knows what that journey is like. She's worked with all the different therapies and schools and everything. So she's really there to work with the parents to give that emotional and motivational support. We've also added social skills groups, like I mentioned, and we're hoping with the new space, we can continue to expand what we're able to teach and offer. So maybe other age ranges for our social skills groups or other kinds of group classes. One of the really exciting things about the new building is we're going to have a full kitchen just for therapy. So we could start teaching things like more life skills. So how to get a snack ready, how to make lunch. For the little ones, it might be more kitchen safety skills.
Right. The important things to know.
Another dream we had that we're trying to fulfill with the new building is that family training that I mentioned, where we teach the caregiver strategies. We want them to learn things that they can go home and use. And so we're going to have a separate room set up for that that's got more of a living room feel to it rather than a clinical feel to it. So they can learn with us in a room that feels a little bit more homey.
And this makes a difference, I suppose, for everyone involved, right? You're working to try and make folks feel comfortable while also bringing them the skills they can use.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And maybe I should turn that around and say there's probably been occasions where the environment didn't feel comfortable, and maybe then as a result, the learning doesn't happen the way you would hope.
Yeah, I think for any of us, you know, we go into a room and it's set up kind of sterile or clinical feeling, and we're being asked to try things we've never done before. It can be a little anxiety provoking for everyone sometimes. And so we're really hoping to kind of flip that.
All right. So 155 Garfield, Battle Creek, the new Summit Point Autism Center. If you were to dream more, I'm sure you have, about once you're moved and looking ahead beyond that, are there other things that you imagine you can do in this space?
Absolutely. One of our big goals is to just try to hire more clinical staff so we'll be in a bigger building. We want to be able to serve more people and bring in more kids for this therapy. So one of our goals with the new building is that we will have the space to just offer the services to more families.
Yeah. And by that, I presume then the demand has increased.
Yes. Over the past several years, as we learn more about autism, as the diagnostic techniques get better, and not just us, but as people out in the community learn more about autism and have greater awareness, we have more kids brought to us. We're detecting it younger for children. We're able to get them into services. But wait lists for not just us, but all providers out there are a big concern in trying to keep up that capacity. And so there's definitely a need out there that we're really hoping to address.
Are people waiting a long time when they get on that list?
It can vary. For some families, it's a few months. If they have a child who is in school and therefore has limited availability, they could be waiting up to a year or more sometimes.
Oh my. Well, that's testimony to what you just said. The demand is greater. And I think you said something that was key in there. We've learned a lot, haven't we, in the years that really aren't beyond so far beyond the recent past. That is, folks understand this better and then now know what the path is. And so here we are, waiting to receive those folks who now know what they should do. So how long has that been? I mean, if you were to look back on your career, looking at awareness of autism and steps in place to assist, like you've seen at the Autism Center at Summit Point. I mean, are we talking about 10 years or so? Generally speaking, how long has it been since we've become better aware?
I think it's been kind of a gradual process going on for many, many years. Mm-hmm. I started at Summit Point as an intern a little over 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. And when I started here, there wasn't even insurance coverage for a lot of the services that we're offering now. That came a little bit later. Since then, we've just continued to see growth.
Well, I guess that is an indicator that we're better educated. If the insurance companies start getting behind it, then there's been some legitimacy gained in knowledge there, hasn't there?
Oh, yes.
How does someone listening who might say, I might want to get on that list, or I might want to learn more about what's happening at the Summit Point Autism Center, what do you recommend they do? That they just reach out to you, or is there a more involved process?
Yeah, feel free to give us a call with any questions that they have, either myself or one of our behavior analysts or case managers or our parent support partner. We have lots of staff who would be more than happy to answer those questions. If they're already at that point where they're like, I'm really concerned about my child, I want to get him screened, I'd encourage them to go down to our First Step location for a walk-in. They can do a brief screener there and work with the family to determine if a full evaluation is necessary.
Okay. And First Step is 175 College Street in Battle Creek. And so you can step in there and start the process if indeed, as Mindy says, this is what you need next. Otherwise, the Summit Point Autism Center is at 155 Garfield these days. New location for that in Battle Creek. And if you check the show notes for this episode, you'll see a link through to the Summit Point and First Step websites where there is even more information. Well, this is exciting. Mindy, congratulations on the new location, the new programs, the extra space, and the progress that you're making in the Autism Center. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mindy Oyston oversees the Summit Point Autism Center.